This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. And this week, we're going to be talking about multiplication in your head, the mental math way. Now, some people say, wow, this is kind of cool and we can use it all the time. Absolutely. But really, what's really happening is we're introducing how to use algebra with basic skills. Don't always teach it this way. And you may find as an adult, as mom's listening to this, that you do it like this, but you've never really known how to teach it to your young people. Well, now you're going to learn. So here we go. How do you multiply 37 times 5 in your head? You really want to memorize your 37 times tables or memorize your 5s times tables up to 37? I guess you could count it, but that seems like that would take a long time. Now, while you may already know how to do this, the idea is so that you get a method so you can teach your young people how to do this as well. By the way, I'm happy to send you a video with practice exercises in exactly how to do this, because just listening on a podcast without seeing things sometimes makes it difficult. So if you want to get that video, I'm going to tell you how to do that at the end of the podcast, or probably in the middle. You already know, just email me. It's just that easy. Okay, so here we go, 37 times 5. So let's talk about the number 37. Do you notice what I just said? 37. If I said to you, well, what's a 37? You might say, well, it's this thing with the little symbol for a 3 and a 7. You could say that. But what if, those would be the digits of 37, 3 and 7. But what if we really looked at the value of 37? And then you wouldn't say it's a 3 and a 7 because those are digits. What you would say is it's a 30 and a 7. So if you're going to multiply a 30 and a 7 by 5, that just means you need 5 30s and you need 5 7s. 5 30s, well, that's pretty easy. You could count those. 30, 60, 90, 120, 150, or just 5 times 3 with a 0. 5 30s, 150. 5 7s, the same. You know 5 times 7 is 35. Well, 37, to create the number 37 with a 30 and a 7, you would have to add them together. 30 plus 7 is 37. Well, we just did 5 of each of them, and now we're going to add them together. 5 30s is 150. 5 7s is 35. Add together 150 and 35, and you got it. You get 185. In your head. We didn't write anything down. We just talked our way through it. 5 of each value. 5 30s, 5 7s. And it's done, just like that. Now, you might be thinking, well, wait, that seems a little bit like magic. I actually got the answer, and I know it's right, but I have no idea how to explain that to someone else, or what it was that just happened. Or do you? Maybe you do. Let's look at another one. Think of this. Are you ready? What if I wanted to multiply 24 times 3? 24 times 3. What's that saying? I need 3 24s. So you need 3 20s and 3 4s. What I'm going to tell you now is something from algebra. So think of the 3 24s would be like this. 24 is 20 plus 4. I'm going to put that in parentheses. On the outside of the parentheses, whether you want to put it on the left side or the right side, I like the left side. You can use the right side. Either way works. But think of this. I'm going to say it this way. There's a 3 times what's inside the parentheses, 20 plus 4. There's my 24. Well, the 3 is going to have to multiply everything in the parentheses, whether I add the 20 and 4 together or not. I'll do that later. What does that mean? Well, it means that I need to do 3 times 20, which is 60, 3 times 4, which is 12, add them together, 60 and 12, and you get 72. Now, if you think about that, when I say 3 and then in parentheses 20 plus 4, that plus sign is very important because the two numbers I got, 3 times 20, which is 60, 3 times 4, which is 12, the plus sign in the middle tells me to add my two new numbers together, 60 plus 12, and there's my 72. And again, Did I write anything down? No. Did I carry, move stuff around, put the 3 times 4, write down the 2, carry the 1 over the 2, and then I've got to do 3 times 2 and carry the 1. Can you imagine me saying that to you right now and trying to explain that to a young person when you're just talking? You have to write that down. But if I said to you, well, 24 is a 20 and a 4, and I need 3 of each of those, you're like, okay, well, 3 20s is 60, 3 4s is 12, add them together, and you get 72. You can do that in your head without even having to have me write that down in front of you. It's amazing. It's also called the distributive property from algebra. What? We're going to do algebra right now while we're talking about multiplying numbers? Yes, so all of my algebra phobic people out there, no worries, it's easy. Think about this. What if I had, instead of 20 plus 4, I'm going to take the 20 out, and here it comes, the letter X. Now, instead of in the parentheses, instead of 20 plus 4, I'm going to have X plus 4. But I'm still multiplying both of those by 3. Well, I can't even add X and 4 together because they're so different from each other. But I can get 3 of each of them. I need 3 X's or 3 times X. So think about that. 3 X's, 3 times X, it's 3X. And I still need 3 4's or 3 times 4, which is 12. That plus sign in the middle tells me to continue to add. So now I have 3X plus 12. And I can't add 3X and 12 together because they're not the same. But we just did the distributive property. The problem we just did was 3 parentheses X plus 4. Came out to 3 times X is 3X, 3 times 4 is 12. We got 3X plus 12. Again, you have to pay attention to that plus sign in the middle. Now, you may be saying to yourself, that's so easy, because it is. Okay, let's do a tougher one. Are you ready? I'm going to even give you a moment to try it out yourself. What if you did this? Are you ready? 64 times 7. 64 times 7. I need 7 of both of those. I need 7 64s. What does that mean? Well, I need 7 60s and 7 4s. Pause your podcast, give it a moment, come up with your answer, turn it back on when you've got it. Maybe you've got it already. 64 times 7. Try not to write it down. Okay, welcome back. Did you get this? Did you start with 7 times 60 because we're doing 7 60s, which is 420, 7 times 4, which is 28, and you added them together, 420 plus 28, and listen to this, 420 plus another 20 is 440, plus an 8, the 28. I separated those two, 448. We added by place value, simple and quick. Your job now is, can you explain that to another person? The more you explain it, the more you'll even understand it. Now remember, if you want a video about this, no problem. And some practice problems, no problem. Happy to send them to you. Just send me an email, dennis@mrdmath.com, and just tell me multiply in your head or however you want to say that. And I'm happy. I'll send you a video that you can log into my curriculum site, watch a video on this, and it'll show you how to do this with practice problems as well. But let's keep going. I'll give you that information at the end again as well. What if there's a minus sign in between the numbers? No, you can do this with minus signs too? Of course. So what if I was doing this? What if I wanted to do 4 times, and in the parentheses this time, there's a 60 and a minus 2. Not plus 2, but minus 2. So listen to what we're about to do, and then I'm going to tell you what we just did. Here we go. That might have been confusing, right? I'm about to tell you something, and then I'm going to tell you what we just did. Let's do it. 4 times in parentheses 60 minus 2. 4 times 60. Okay, well, I need 4 60s. No problem. 240. 4 times a minus 2. Come back to the minus sign. 4 times 2 is 8. All right, what do I got? Well, I have these two numbers. I've got 4 times 60, which is 240. I've got 4 times 2, which is 8, but this time, the 60 minus 2, there was a minus sign in the middle. So 240 minus 8 is 232. I'm like, oh, well, that was easy. Now, think about this. We did 4 times 60 minus 2. But what is 60 minus 2? Because you could do that as well. You say, yeah, 60 minus 2 is 58. So the multiplication we really just did was 4 times 58. So instead of doing 4 times 50 plus 8, we did the same problem, but we used subtraction instead. 4 times 60 minus 2. The distributive property works both ways with addition and subtraction. How cool is that? Okay, well, what about this? Ready? What if you had, I'm going to ask you the question, if you had five 20s and you took away from that five ones? Well, think about that. You had five 20s and you took away from that five ones. Five 20s, that's 100. Five ones, that's five. And you know, you got 95. So what multiplication problem is that? Well, listen to what got repeated. Five 20s, five ones. What was being repeated was the five. The five was multiplying times the 20. The five was multiplying times the one. And then I took them away from each other. I said, what if I took five 20s and I took away five ones? What would I have? And we came up with 95. So the problem we were just doing was this. That common number that was doing the multiplying is five. That's the one that goes outside the parentheses. Inside the parentheses are the numbers that got multiplied by five, 20 and one, but we were subtracting them, so it's 20 minus one. Oh, that 95 we just got, because 20 minus one is 19, we did five times 19. Oh my goodness, which is also 95. So instead of doing 10 plus nine, you could do 20 minus one. Now, that might have been a little more confusing to follow because I didn't give you the problem first. I gave you the inside of the problem first. But if you were following that as we were going and you're saying, I'm following what you're saying, what you can notice is that you can look from the inside out and still figure out how to do the problems. And now you're learning even more about algebra that we call factoring out a common factor like five in this particular problem. And you might be thinking, oh, you know, I remember that in Algebra 1. I don't know why, and I didn't know how to do it, but it's making sense now. That's why we do these podcasts, to give you clarity in the world of math. Have it be a little fun. Well, thinking of having a little fun, let's go shopping. Now you're at the store with your young person. You're in the shopping area, and you see it. The sign says, $9.99 sale on DVDs. You turn around to run because you know what's coming. Your young person starts tugging on you. You say, Mom, it's a deal. It's a deal. Let's buy five of them. Maybe you didn't turn around and run because you saw your own favorite movies there and you went, it is a deal. $9.99, five of them. Let's get five of them. Well, how much is that going to cost? You ask your young person because you're always practicing math. That's what great homeschoolers do. So you say, okay, well, five $9.99s, how much is that? Now, young people have figured this out, and by the way, we sometimes tell them, all right, well, $9.99 is almost $10, so it's about $50 because you need five tens. Yeah, but what is it exactly? And you're thinking to yourself, oh, come on, about $50 is way close enough. Let's just move on. But what if we could figure it out exactly in our heads right now? Let's do that. So we're going to use what you were just thinking, like $9.99 is almost $10. It is almost $10. How close is it to $10? It's one penny away. Is it one penny above or below? You're like, well, it's one penny above. Well, how do you get back to the $9.99? It would be $10 minus a penny. And I need five of each of those. Oh my goodness, that's right. Okay, well, five $10 is $50. Five pennies is five pennies. If I had $50, but I took away the five pennies, there we go, the exact answer, $49.95, just like that. Let's put it in decimals. That's even more fun. Five times $10, 10.00, well, that's 50.00. And five times a penny, 0.01, well, then you're saying it's like $50, 50.00 minus 0.05. You're still going to get 49.95 or $49.95 or $49.95 of a dollar, however you want to do that. But think of what's happening. Five times $10 is $50. Then five pennies is five pennies. Take five pennies away from $50. What a great thing to practice with young people when you're just out and about. And there is your $49.95. They're learning about decimals. They're learning about money. They're learning about algebra. They're learning how to do things in their head on the fly. It's awesome. Hopefully you're having fun with this as well. Let's take a look at one more. Are you ready? Let's use this distributive property one more time, but now let's use algebra. What if you had this, 5, and then parentheses, x minus 2? What does it mean? Well, it just means I need 5 of each of those things in the parentheses. I need 5 x's, I need 5 2's, and then I'm supposed to subtract them. Perfect, it's easy. Okay, ready? 5 times the quantity in parentheses, x minus 2. Think about it. Pause the podcast if you need to. Write it down if you need to. 5 parentheses, x minus 2. It's like saying you need 5 x's, which is 5x. You need 5 2's, which is 10. There's a minus sign in between them. Keep the minus sign and you got it. 5 times x minus 2 as a quantity is 5x minus 10. And again, notice that minus sign stayed there, didn't go anywhere. And that's it. You know, one of the biggest things that I've seen that students face when they move to the higher grade levels, when they come from that elementary school age to their pre-algebra and algebra 1 and geometry and up they go, is that we start taking the numbers away and put letters in their place. Well, that's bad enough. But then we add in this thing called the distributive property and we say, hey, there's this whole new way to multiply. And now students are completely lost and they start getting upset and frustrated. And then the questions come. Not like, how do you do this? But why do I have to do this? So what if they were learning about the distributive property all along? Why not? It makes it easier to do the math mentally in your head. And guess what? If you just noticed you can do it, so can they. Let's not hold them back. Let's teach them algebra now so that when they get to an algebra class, this is easier for them. All right, well, there we go. Hope this made a difference for you. And again, if you would like to get a video presentation to find out more about how to work with this and some practice problems with the answers, I'll send that to you. Just send me an email, dennis@mrdmath.com, dennis@mrdmath.com. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next podcast. Have a great week, everyone. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.